This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores What is Health and Human Flourishing? The CBHD 20th Anniversary Summer Conference. And now here's Paige.
If I were to ask you to define health, what would you say? How do you know when you're healthy? I'd like to talk about definitions of health and why it matters. The new Oxford American Dictionary is pretty straightforward: the state of being free from illness or injury. But that concept of health is changing. The World Health Organization defines health as a complete state of physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. As you can see, this raises the bar. How do we attain a complete state of not only physical and mental, but also social well-being? The scope of health has expanded significantly. Another definition of health, this time from Australia, goes even further. It expands mental health to include the social, emotional, and cultural well-being of the whole community. According to this view, health is not between you and your doctor, but also between you and your community. Perhaps these definitions leave you somewhat confused, or you might say, what does it matter? Well, what we think about health has a lot to do with the choices we make. Health might mean postponing the natural effects of aging, behavior modification for energetic boys, using drugs to overcome the results of our poor choices such as staying up too late, enhancing facial features, compensating for the natural loss of libido, and on and on. More and more of our life is being medicalized, that is, seen as a problem that medicine can fix. The pursuit of eternal youth and perfection can blind us to a better way, a way that leads to truly human flourishing. A better way respects both our individual dignity and our common humanity. As Christians, we are invited to think more carefully about an alternative to the radical autonomy that puts our bodies and our desires front and center. In a biotech world that offers an endless parade of ways to improve ourselves, to be good to ourselves, how do we know what's right? The good news is that you can learn from the experts. Come to our 20th anniversary conference at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. Our speakers include Cardinal George from the Archdiocese of Chicago, Dr. Alan Verhey from Duke, Dr. William Hurlbut from Stanford, and Dr. Bart Koosveller from the Lindeboom Institute in the Netherlands. They will dig into the questions of the changing definition of health and the impact of that on human flourishing. A panel will explore health and human flourishing through the lens of disability, physical health, patient care, research ethics, and mental health. We have workshops sponsored by Americans United for Life, Johnny and Friends, Nurses Christian Fellowship, Nightlight Christian Adoptions, and Family Research Council. You can find more information at our website, cbhd.org. There will be something for every Christian who wants to learn how to live, not a perfect life, but a genuinely healthy one. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, I'm Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.